B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning and welcome in. Happy Black Friday, everybody. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch with you. Thanks, Sam Wilson. The day off, which I didn't even know it was happening.
I didn't either.
No. And then up, walkie microphone for Bobby.
That's it.
How's everybody feeling? Everybody feeling good? Tryptophan? All that fun stuff? Everyone feels nice today after a nice Thanksgiving meal yesterday?
Fantastic.
You feel fantastic.
How was your pizza?
This music is so soothing and slow jammy.
Is this a Trey special?
No, it's not.
It's not a Trey special.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you sure it's not a Trey special?
As if we're not tired enough. We got to open with this.
Like
where
turkey,
it's
going to
just put us to sleep.
Like a Trey special. A little wine. You never know.
Does anyone else just laugh when they watch their significant other or their mom or their mother-in-law stuff the turkey? Is anyone else? Because I find that hilarious. I saw our friend Kate stuff the turkey yesterday there, Jamie. We stopped into say hi to some friends of the family real quick, and she's right, just full arm inside the turkey.
Yeah,
inside
the bird.
Elbow
deep, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Take no prisoners.
Wow.
And I go, okay, can you do this slowly? Thank you. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Yesterday was a beautiful day. The Cowboys lost, which everyone knows by now, but the great thing about that was the feeling of jubilation from Eagles Twitter, watching everybody celebrate the fact that the Cowboys might suck more than we do, which is great. Even though the Cowboys just killed us when we played them and all that fun stuff, watching that game yesterday down the stretch with their schedule versus our schedule and the one meeting we have in Week 16, whatever, they might suck more than we do at this point in the season. They might have gotten worse as we play that terrible schedule, but all that means nothing unless the Eagles are able to win on Sunday. They have to win against the Dolphins, which should be a fairly easy task for this football team. But the celebration was more of Trey, the Cowboys suck more than we thought. They lost to the Bills, and the reason I actually liked the Bills in Dallas was that Dallas played, a little bit of a later game on Sunday? Didn't they play the 4:15 game, 4:05 game? I think they had a later
game.
Yeah,
in New England. Yeah.
In New England.
Yeah, they were the 4:30.
They were the 4:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whenever they play later and then play on Thanksgiving, it seems as if they do terrible. The perfect example is Mark Sanchez going there with the Eagles some years ago after the Cowboys played on Sunday night. They didn't even sleep that night. They fly back to Dallas, and then the Eagles kick their ass on Thursday. Case in point, yesterday, the Bills with pretty decent defense went in there and wreaked havoc on the Cowboys. It was wonderful to see, and now it's just a matter of getting the slam dunk. The alley-oop is in the air right now for the Eagles. They can jump up there and slam it home, and then everybody feels a lot better about themselves going forward for the rest of the season. Considering the Cowboys' schedule and then considering the Eagles' schedule the rest of the way, we can all feel the warm and fuzzies. And then this team makes the playoffs, and we see what can happen. And let me just step back for 1 second here.
Yeah, I was going to say, slow down.
Here's the deal. I heard, Bob, you and that Jamie Lynch character in the 5 o'clock hour talking about me putting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the Hall of Fame.
Those words came out of the mouth of James Lynch Jr.
You said it was the greatest wide receiving core in the history of the NFL, I believe, was what you said, right?
I said, to the low bar that we had had all season, this might be a slight notch above, which, yes, technicality, it would mean the best wide receiving core we've had this season.
It is going to be the best they put out, at least on paper, post-Deshaun Jackson era.
On paper.
Yeah.
Post-Deshaun Jackson era of one game in the
quarter. Well, it's been,
11
games now?
Yes, sir.
I think it's going to be the best wide receiving core they have out since Deshaun Jackson got hurt.
Right. Okay. On paper.
Yeah.
Look at that paper.
Greg Ward, baby.
Greg Ward. And it's like Doug Peterson won't even give him the full credit.
No.
Now, what I said was, last week, was that with Jordan Matthews, Greg Ward being out there, and maybe a little J.J. Arcega-Whiteside sprinkled in, you have what could be the best wide receiving core you've had this year, which does not really say a lot, unfortunately. But now, going into this game, all of a sudden, back-to-back games of what could be the best wide receiving core you've had, yes, in the post-Deshaun Jackson era. But this is all about the Eagles just taking advantage of what's in front of them. I'm just hoping that this is not as terrible as a team as we thought it might be at points this year. This is their gasp of life. And really, and I know most people will attribute this to good old Nick Foles, but towards the end of the season, when they get that little gasp of fresh air, that little taste of fresh air, they take full advantage of it. So I'm hoping it goes beyond who the quarterback is. Now, just to, you know, crunch it for you, you think about the fact that the Dolphins have lost to Josh Allen twice. You think about the fact that the Dolphins have lost to Case Keenum. Carson Wentz better go out there and beat the Dolphins. And I don't think anyone's really worried about this game. But the bottom line is that when you watch a quarterback play with a wide receiving core, no matter who it is, you want to see them take advantage against a team like the Miami Dolphins. This would be a slam dunk. The Eagles are getting are given 9.5 points, 10 right now, I think, on ESPN they have it. So when you look at these numbers, everything just stacks up for the Eagles' favor. It almost feels as if everyone is just taking this game, sliding it under the rug, and saying, let me know when Week 16 hits.
I don't like that.
I hate it. Nah. I absolutely hate it. But that's kind of how everybody feels. And I hate that I feel that way, but I do feel that way.
Really?
I am, and here's the best part about it. I don't have to play in the game. You're welcome, Philadelphia. I don't have to play in this game. It's the Eagles that have to play. The players, Trey, you know this, can't look at it as just let us when Week 16 rolls around. They can't look at it like that. But I feel like we as a fan base look at it like that because we know the Dolphins are god-awful. And that's what it looks like to us right now from the outside looking in, watching the Cowboys play last night. All right, all we have to do is take care of business against the teams that are terrible in front of us right now before Week 16, and then again in Week 17 most likely, and we'll be good to go. Trey, right now from the outside looking in, not as a player, but from an outside looking in perspective, are you looking past this Dolphins team?
No, because this is a time that I think we need to work on correcting some things. Because this is all tune-ups to get you ready for Dallas. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a couple preseason games, but they really count. But you kind of had that mindset. We need to correct a couple things. We need to work on picking up some of these games that have been picking us apart. We need to work on some of these protection issues. We need to work on the timing of the receivers being where they're supposed to be. Carson being able to read the defense and get the ball out on time and making sure that they stay ahead of the down. So this is the time that you could correct a lot of things to get ready for that Dallas matchup.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I think the Eagles can do that. I think they can do that well against the Dolphins, and then I think they can do it well again against the Giants after that. I see them correcting those mistakes, not because they'll be some great team, but because they're playing far inferior opponents.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to get in a game where, all right, you have a guy that you should be out there dominating, and you find yourself in a battle to the finish, and then, you know, you mess around and you get picked apart with one of these games, or you get a big hit on your quarterback that you really don't need.
That's the scariest part of it all.
You don't need a quarter blitz that you haven't been able to pick up all year coming through and taking the head off the quarterback. We need to make sure that we correct some of the things that have been picking us apart.
Well, now I'm terrified, Trey. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is the reality of the game.
Anyone realizes that injury can happen at any point, but barring that, I mean, I think people, if you just pick chalk says they win, not just they win handily.
Yeah, I can't say that about a 5-6 team. I just can't. And look, you can look at I don't care about opponents right now because I think there are so many problems with this Eagles team within that you don't have to. You can't even go to who the opponent is. You have to fix within. I don't care that you're playing a 2-9 team. They have showed me nothing over the past few weeks that they're a team that can go in and beat anybody in the NFL without hesitation, that you can just say, yup, they're going to, don't even worry about it, forget it.
Right.
And Mark, you said it last week, and maybe this could be that week, that they're going to struggle against one of these 2-9 teams. If they play well against Miami and, you know, write some things as Trey was talking about, then you feel better again about going against the Giants, going against the Redskins. But they're hopefully for you, they're playing the worst they can be playing in this stretch right now. That's why I'm not going in there saying, cakewalk, this is a tune-up, this is that.
Yeah.
No, this is a game against another NFL team, and you are not good enough to say, we just got to go down there and do business.
I agree with you as far as the Eagles go, that's their attitude, that's what it has to be. But I can say this about a 2-9 team that's not in your division. It's not so much saying it about a 5-6 team, it's about saying it about a 2-9 team. I do think they'll struggle in one of these games down the stretch. I think they'll be one of the Giants games that they struggle in. I don't think it's this game.
Okay.
Non-divisional opponent, I know you're on the road. That stadium's going to be all Philadelphia all the time.
Sure.
You're going to hear the Eagles fans coming through your TV. I know Jamie's going to be down there. I know Anthony's going to be down there. Trey, you still going down?
Nah.
No home state of Florida visit?
Yeah, the missus called an audible on me, man, and yeah.
It's going to be awful. I mean, 80 and sunny.
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah,
so. This is not. I have to sit by the pool tomorrow and have a beer.
Yeah, the missus stepped from underneath the center. Ran her hands across her chest. Kill, 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 kill. Yeah, so that was it.
I think of any wins or any games you could look at from this point of the season to the end of the season, the only win you could look at that is really a guarantee for this team is this game against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I would feel better about it if I had seen some good games from the Eagles recently. If they beat the Dolphins, if they get on a little bit of a roll, like as I said, they correct things, well, then you're going into those 2-9 games on the upside, and then right now they're not. They've scored 9.5 points over the last two games. Their quarterback is in a major slump. Mm-hmm. You might not have your starting running back again. Your offensive line, who's in, who's out? You know, the greatest wide receiver core you have now because of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
How about that?
I mean,
when I look back at the quarterbacks, I referenced them already, like Josh Allen twice, the Dolphins lost to him. Case Keenum. When I look at those names, it's like, all right, Carson, of all the games I have wanted to say and have said going into, screw it, we got Carson. You know, all the injuries, right. Screw it, we got Carson. Like, screw it, we got Carson. On this one, this one I can say with the most amount of confidence I've had all season long, screw it, we got Carson. Defense has been playing very well against better quarterbacks than they're going to face, obviously, coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock. You're going to be facing Ryan Fitzpatrick. And the last time you faced Ryan Fitzpatrick, he had your number.
Fitzmagic literally, like, was reborn as a pimp after that game.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he
wore DeSean Jackson's jacket, which I'm still shocked that he fit in after that game and had the gold chains and the sunglasses and all that stuff. He looked like a wrestler going into the ring to take care of business is what he looked like in that post game. But the last time they played him, he did light him up. He had far better weapons in Tampa than he does now in Miami. But this should be that game where the defense does what they've been doing, keeping that up over the last couple of games and being able to take care of business against Tom Brady, being able to take care of business against Russell Wilson, to the point where those guys had to go to the trick playbook in order to beat the Eagles and their defense. And then you also look at the fact that this Dolphins offense has just been terrible all season long. And you think about this defense of the Eagles being able to hit a stride, and you think about their offense as an Eagles team, the offense getting that extra life breathed back into them, hopefully, going into a game like this. Like, when you look at the Eagles' offense, every single one of these guys has something to prove. And with no Nelson Agholor, I actually have confidence that that these guys on a football field want to step up and make a play. Like, that is half the battle. Talking to people from out of the market yesterday, my wife's family in town for the holiday and all that stuff,
right.
It was like, you know, what would you identify the number one problem with the Eagles? The number one problem for me has been not just a poor wide receiving core, because we've seen bad wide receiving cores before. It's been the lack of just the want to make a play. And I feel like that goes a long, long way. When we watch a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the receivers that he's lost throughout the season, he has been able to make plays with those guys because they simply want to make a play. They have that old college try within them. I don't see that in Nelson Agholor. I see talent in Alshon Jeffrey. He hasn't been able to stay on the football field, as we know. But when you look at these guys now, whether it's Arcega-Whiteside, whether it's Greg Ward, I think those guys at least want to make a play for their quarterback. Now, the only other thing is that he cut Jordan Matthews, so if you do have an injury problem furthermore with this game, then I'm looking at it as, all right, well, who else is going to step up and do that for you? So I'm hoping to get Alshon back. But right now, you have two guys at least that want to make that play. One guy just got a huge vote of confidence in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside from his head coach. This isn't the game where they want to go out there and disappoint anybody. This is the game where J.J. Arcega-Whiteside needs to stay on his mark. And according to our boy Dan Orlovsky, who we talked to on Wednesday, also needs to stay on the right route.
Yeah, and you know, every time something looks like it's getting good with this team this year, there's always something pulling you back a little bit. And now it's Zach Ertz's hamstring. Is he going to be able to go on Sunday? And if he doesn't, as we were talking about in the 5 o'clock hour, it's not just, okay, plug in Goddard and you'd be okay. If it was that, I'd be all right. But they go a lot of 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends. If Ertz is out and Goddard has to take that lead role, now what? You know, now you're reeled in just a little bit more. It just seems like whether he won't do it or can't do it, the playbook that you want Doug Peterson to open and just let it fly – and not literally passing, but, you know, just do things, always seems to get pulled back a little bit by injuries.
Yeah, the only thing is, when I saw that Zach Ertz had the hamstring injury, it was, what flashed through my mind was how everything fell apart without Dallas Goedert in Atlanta.
Right.
Now, a lot of that was because it was right before the game, at the start of the game, and how they said they had to get rid of a bunch of their running plays. So it's like, I'd rather, first off, have the injury notice, as we've had all this week with Zach Ertz. And then, if it's not Dallas Goedert, that means you could still run those run plays in this game. And maybe, just maybe, Doug Peterson, if push comes to shove, will be more likely to go to that run game because he's not missing Dallas Goedert. So Zach Ertz, although he's that security blanket for Carson Wentz, and we all know that, if it's going to be one or the other, I hate to choose this, but it would be Ertz to lose in this game because you want to be able to focus on maybe running that football a little bit more, and you want Carson Wentz to feel like he can, I don't know, branch out from his comfort zone a little bit.
It's going to have to, right? Yeah.
By the way, congrats to that Carson Wentz.
How about that?
How about that?
Hey.
Yeah.
He's hitting targets somewhere.
Somewhere.
You know, I've seen that line a couple of times.
I mean, cutting.
Yeah.
And I went,
pull!
The thought that I had,
pull! Pow! Pow, pow! Pow! Pow!
He's a hunter, Mark.
Applicable.
Applicable.
Yeah. I thought of... I don't even know. I thought of, like, to hell with these receivers, I'll make my own! That's what I thought when I saw that he made the announcement.
Yes, congratulations, Sam and the missus.
Yeah, good job. Carson, getting some of that good marriage and protection. Yeah! Woo!
You gonna break down the film on that one? There? A little trench talk regarding that.
Don't worry about it.
We do have our second installment of Trench Talk today.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
We were here yesterday.
Yeah,
all right. And Wednesday, you gave us basically the Eagles win. That's what you gave us on Wednesday. But congrats to the Wentz family and all that. We'll be dissecting this game. Unfortunately, we're not going to have Ron Jaworski today. He's actually flying. Is he flying to Miami?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Good for him. But we will be getting into this game, as you would assume, all day long. We want to talk about your fine Thanksgiving yesterday.
Let's not bury the lead here. How was the pizza?
I'm not burying the lead. I'm just saying it now. For the people that reached out to me yesterday on social media, first off, I'm humbled. Thank you very much.
I saw our bird come out of the oven. I was like, poor Mark.
Yeah, no, Mark grilled his own turkey. This is what I did with the pizza fiasco, because people were tweeting me saying, all right, well, what's going on with the pizza? Okay, how's the pizza far?
How was the pizza?
I did not have the pizza.
Was it just normal pizza?
I had one slice at the end, just because it turned out they made a special pizza just for me.
Aww.
They made, I'll get to that in a second. No, get the hell out of here.
So they just made like their own personal...
No, actually, one guy just made the pizzas.
Just made...
My wife's brother's... Stay with me here. My wife's brother's father-in-law...
All right.
Was kitchen commando. He just took care of everything.
Of everybody's special pizza.
Of everybody's special pizza.
Did people put in orders, and then he diced it up?
Immense. A little bit. Not really.
So you walked into the house yesterday, wherever you went.
You wrote it on the ticket, like, look, I'm on this.
I
34, bing, you come and get your pizza?
He had an app, actually, that we just dialed up the order, and then he delivered it to us. No, he made, people put it in order, and he took care of the pizzas. So he made the pizzas. However, Wednesday night, I get home from work. I'm on my way home from work, and I was like, just gonna get something from Wawa. And I was like, no, to hell with it. That doesn't make
a gobbler.
Yeah, that doesn't make a statement.
No,
like I gotta go over there. I gotta make a statement, right? So I went to this little market around the corner from me, and I got a ginormous turkey breast. Right.
Yeah.
Went home, grilled that sucker, got some corn, got some gravy, got some mashed potatoes. Bada boop, bada beep. Put it in a little Tupperware thing. I arrived at the house with my own BYOT.
No cranberry sauce out of the can?
I throw up if I have cranberry
stuffing?
Sauce.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm like allergic to it or something. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Mm. No stuffing. No, nothing.
I should have brought you in some stuff.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. But when they said everybody was hungry, they're like, all right, we'll start making the pizzas. I went downstairs to the refrigerator where I had my little stash. And I just started going to town on it. And I just started eating right then and there. Went upstairs, nice full belly, watched some more football. Pizzas came out. I went back downstairs, got a plate, heated up my food. Boom. Right there. Turkey. Made
it
a statement.
Sounds like a lonely Thanksgiving, doesn't it?
Oh, no, no. I ate. Everyone else around me was having pizza. And I was enjoying my turkey.
You went downstairs by yourself?
Yeah, to get my food to bring it upstairs.
Oh, okay. I thought you sat down there. Like,
I didn't sit down there by candlelight.
You can't make a statement that way, Mark. No, you got to bang it on the table.
Damn right I did.
Like Trey Banks, you know, right. Throw it down.
Yeah, man. I came out there. We had the Oprah turkey, you see.
The Oprah turkey,
yeah,
yes.
The Oprah turkey was amazing.
Yes.
Smoked. I don't know. You put the order in, they deliver it. Bam, it's right there at the front door, ready to go.
It's
they
ready to go.
Delivered it yesterday?
They delivered it like
Wednesday?
The day before, yeah, Wednesday.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait, you can just eat it after it arrives? You don't have to cook it at all?
No, it's already done. All you got to do is warm up.
Oh, okay.
It comes in bag, box, bam, you're ready to go.
Okay, that sounds delicious. Yeah, I've had smoked turkey. We did a smoked turkey last year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, see, I don't cook, so. Yeah. Yeah, we do the Oprah turkey.
All good was at the Trey Thomas household?
Yeah, Oprah turkey was amazing. Love the Oprah turkey.
The fact that she makes turkey or issues turkeys, it sounds more like.
It's amazing. Oprah turkey.
Bobby, how was the Cooney household?
Oh, it was good. You know, you get the turkey in. I had it in by 7 o'clock yesterday morning, so you get the smell going before I left for a football game at 8:30, got back about noon. Oh, the smell was better than pizza, put it that way.
And
Ala Abdul Nabi, I was telling Jamie in the 5 o'clock, Ala Abdul Nabi and I, every Thanksgiving, we do turkey porn, where we take pictures of our birds before and after, and we compare.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Things got weird in the 5 o'clock hour, per usual.
I'm proud of my turkey.
After you guys put J.J. I think a Whiteside in the Hall of Fame via me.
Just trying to see which one can get more stuffing in it?
Things got more weird.
Yeah, he stuffs his. I don't stuff mine.
All right.
Yeah, mine's empty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I do my stuffing on the side.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so we took before and after pictures of our turkeys, and that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Me and Ola, we have a little fun with it.
Yeah, that's odd.
Turkey porn.
Yeah, but I feel bad for you, Mark. I really do.
Why?
I just did, like you, that's less than a half-assed Thanksgiving in my book, and I'm disappointed in Celeste's family. I have to say,
no.
Well, no, I'm on record here. I'm on record.
On my case, half-assed.
No,
put in the extra work.
No.
Oh, okay.
Poor you had a half-assed Thanksgiving. You didn't walk into a smell of a turkey. You didn't grab some of the skin off the top and crunch on it a little bit.
Correct.
You had no stuffing. You had nothing.
Yeah, that's correct.
We do the whole Italian, Thanksgiving where, we had sausage and we had stuffed shells and meatballs and all, and you had a poor little turkey breast.
I did get to enjoy,
breast.
It was a massive, massive turkey breast, I will say that much. And it was all mine, but I did get to enjoy a cigar, went out on the deck with my brother-in-law and his brother-in-law. And we just sat there on the back deck, smoked some cigars, talked.
You should do that after you just devoured a 30-pound turkey.
Next time, I hope.
Okay,
next time.
If not, I'm telling you, Celeste, she's on my list. You're coming to my house next year.
Yeah, you're the reason
I take this personally.
You're the reason I still have that armoire in my bedroom. Thank you very much. We almost got rid of that, but you were on my side, so thank you.
That's right.
So maybe you're the clincher for next year.
I think I am.
But here's what happened. So they did, Jamie, real quick, you're fine Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was great, yeah. Skylar tried cranberries for the first time. She enjoyed some mashed potatoes, a little bit of turkey. She had a blast.
She is adorable.
We were
all out together on Friday. You couldn't make it, unfortunately, on Wednesday to Reading Terminal Market, and then Jamie shows up with Skylar.
Ergo baby and everything.
Now, did you put a cup holder in your Ergo baby like I did with mine? So I can just put my beer right there?
Oh, no. We have one in the stroller, but not the Ergo.
Oh, no, dude. Come on.
Next time. Wow. I got to step it up.
And this way, when I smoke cigars, I just gave her a little hat that's also an ashtray, and I can just, right there. It's fine. It's good.
You got the little baby bajon, you know?
baby bajon.
Like she's at that point where you can tickle her and she smiles. You know, I'm taking pictures. Look at that. She's smiling.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, so here's the one slice of pizza I did have, all right? It turns out that apparently words of my not approving of the Thanksgiving pizzas reached the household of my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
As I
expected. It is
radio,
local.
Yeah, it is a radio show. And, you know, I do tweet stuff. They went out of their way to get me a special Calabrian pizza.
Aww.
All right. Now, basically, all that means is it was like pepperoni pizza with soppressata and like peppers. But nonetheless,
nice effort.
And a very nice effort. And they made me my family comes from this part of Italy, Calabria, and whatever. So there's
So should I withdraw my call to the FBI and 911 about Celeste?
Oh, no. I had them all arrested
okay,
already.
All right,
yeah, they're all in jail. They were good. It was
good,
a great
good.
Thanksgiving.
Right is right.
I got to watch the Cowboys game in peace. There you go. No one was making noise. But and we're going to talk about how your days were yesterday and all that stuff. But today is that Black Friday deal. And I have never participated in Black Friday.
Me either.
I have never gone out. I've never stood in line. I've never camped outside someplace. I never stampeded a 79-year-old woman to get to a Masters of the Universe toy back in the day, or a video game.
A
Tickle Me Elmo. Nothing. Never done any of that. But what item in the history of Philadelphia sports would you be willing to do that for?
What item?
Like a game ball to a certain game, a jersey from a certain game, a piece of
turf. A gritty poster.
A gritty poster.
Yeah.
What in life, in all honesty, what is worth a Black Friday rush? What's worth that? I want to ask our listeners that. Also, I did watch The Irishman in its entirety. I'll give you my complete film review in a little bit during the program today.
Hey, I'm much like Trey.
You were like, I need a break.
2.5 hours, I was like, all right, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I got something to say about that, Mr. Scorsese. All right.
I watched it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You watched the 2 hours you had already watched.
Maybe there was something I went to sleep on. Because, I mean, yeah, those 2 hours, I mean, I was right off the job, so you know.
You're incredible.
Probably took a nap here and there and throughout those 2.5 hours. So,
yeah. I'll give you my complete film review coming up in a little bit. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. But the main question, football-wise, is are you looking past this Dolphins game? I think every Eagle fan is going to say, no, I'm not looking past it, but they're almost guaranteeing it to be a win.
Oh, I'm looking past it.
Okay. That's big beautiful mistake. That you could admit it.
Yeah.
I'm looking past it as a fan, but I know the team can't. This is just a game they have to win by like 20 points.
Yeah.
This is a New York Jets game part 2. That's what this game is. Go take care of your business. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll hear Doug Peterson talk about why J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is going to help this offensive receiving core be the best it's been all season in the post-Deshaun Jackson era. Time of the Fanatic is 623. And, you know, the all-new Conkerville Subaru, folks, is something you have to check out because they built a wonderful new showroom just for you. You'll think you're sitting at a coffee bar in their beverage area or in your own living room with your feet up by a fire in their visitor center, as they have a beautiful fireplace for you. And listen to this, you also get a free car wash after every service appointment. And this month, you can lease a 2020 Subaru Outback Premium for as low as $269 per month. You can also lease a Legacy Premium for $249 per month. Both model leases are for 36 months, require $3,000 due at lease signing, and they're for qualified buyers. The Subaru Share the Love event going on right now. Subaru will donate $250 to a purchaser or lessee selected national or hometown charity. You can see retailer or Subaru.com/share for details, lease deals, and November 30th, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. 888-351-6493 for financing details. Remember, Conkerville cares.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by none other than United Rentals Power and HVAC for your power generation in HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit UnitedRentals.com. 610-632-0975. On this fine football Friday, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law for the power of justice. Accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. Coming up, we'll let you hear from J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Huge vote of confidence. Anytime a coach comes out and be like, yeah, the guy's a starter, he's earned it. As a fan base, you think, what the hell? Sorry, what? What did he do to earn that? But as a player, you got to think, okay, now's my time to shine.
I have arrived.
Well, I don't think you're arrived until you get in that end zone. Until you've really done something to impact that offense, right? You know, get the ball going just a little bit. But as of right now, you got to think to yourself, all right, the coach thinks I can do this. Let's go out there and do it.
I've arrived.
It's that vote of confidence. Well, here, in my book, you got to get in that end zone before you arrive, son. Yeah. Not you're not son in this case. Yeah, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is son.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at him just to have something. Here's the thing. the type of game that Greg Ward had last week. Hey, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, go have that type of game. Greg Ward, keep that energy. Do that same thing that you did in the previous week. Prove you really do belong out there on that football field. It's not just a one good game, six catch type of game. You can do there. You can do that again. Go out there. Let me see it one more time. That's all we want to see. And the bar is so low set by the receiving core that we should just be able to trust them to go out there and do somewhat of a decent job against one of the worst defenses out there.
Yeah, and get creative with Greg Ward. I mean, you go back and look what he did at Houston in college. Yeah, the guy can run the ball. The guy's, you know, he can get away from people. He can make people miss a little bit. Be creative. They were a little bit last week with him. But, you know, do some stuff. Do some fun stuff. Maybe it's time for the Eagles wide receiver to throw a touchdown pass.
I would love to see everybody else's
right?
doing it.
Right, everybody else doing it. Buffalo did it, or not Buffalo.
Buffalo did it last
Buffalo
night.
Buffalo did it yesterday. Yeah, New England did it against the Eagles. Let's go.
Yeah,
try something.
Let's see something a little bit more creative. A couple of times, they did something that we hadn't really seen them do this year, and they were able to do it with Greg Ward. It was that little shovel pass. Greg Ward goes in motion. They give him a little shovel pass, and he tries to, well, essentially is a pass, but it looks like an end around. And they had some success in trying to do it. Not big gains by any means, but at least it was something different that we have not seen them use from their playbook all season long. And that was nice to see. Hopefully they use that weapon, quote unquote, again in this game against the Dolphins. But I feel like most people, as I've said so far today, I feel like most people look past this game and they're just concerned about the Cowboys.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I think the game they struggle in is one of the
Giants. I ain't afraid,
games.
Bob.
See that?
I know you're not.
Jamie's sticking his chest out over there. But for me, I just see a terrible. Like, this is the worst defense you're going to face for the rest of the season. On a good game, the Eagles have put up over 30 points. They have a couple over 30 games on the season. On a good day, they can put up those points. A good day against an awful defense, they should be able to put up those points. You're talking about a Dolphins team that gives up on average over 30 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no excuses for this game. This is the type of game that if they lose, like Doug Peterson, the whole coaching staff, should just be fired. Like, that's the type of game.
Wow.
How about that? That's Jeez. The type of game this should be. You know, maybe at least Greg, the Mike Groves of the world, the Carson Walshes, just leave. You're done after this. That's the type of game that this is. That's how easy of a win this should be for the Eagles. Wow. Say it with your chest a little bit, people.
Okay.
Here's Doug Peterson talking about him, talking about his wide receiving core and the changes he's made. Now, he's talking about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and why J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is going to be a starter in this game against the Dolphins despite a very subpar year for a second-round draft pick. Doug Peterson, just yesterday.
Our plan, kind of moving forward, and we know that J.J. has been kind of cross-training at a lot of different positions. We kept him at X. He's learned Z. He can play Z. Mac, obviously, he can play all three. But, you know, J.J.'s kind of the guy now. I mean, he's the one that's, in that position. And he's done some nice things these last couple of games. He's gaining a little more confidence in that. Nelly obviously can play over there. And then, bringing Greg up, you know, obviously gets some flexibility in the slot. So, you know, J.J. Mac kind of fill that spot and really kind of back up a couple spots.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, starting wide receiver. Greg Ward, hopefully, according to his head coach, has an impact in this game. Of all the things, would you, from the start of the season to now, would you ever think that this is what it would come down to? A terrible two-win Dolphins team, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Greg Ward helping out the offense? Did you ever think it would come down to this?
No, not at all. That's why injuries are the story of the season.
I think drops.
We'll see. I'm telling you, when this season is all said and done and you're looking back, it's the injuries.
See, I think of...
That's not an excuse
I understand.
At all.
I understand.
It is the overriding lead story of this season.
I still go drops. Because the ball has been there at the end of those games despite the injury, the injuries, and you've literally dropped the ball. Literally and figuratively dropped the ball. The two games they got blown out in, the Cowboys game and the Vikings game, yeah, you could look at the injuries and say, well, if you had those guys that weren't healthy or that were, that weren't healthy and you had them playing in the game, it's a different story. But when you look at Atlanta, you look at the Lions game, it really comes down to those big drops. And just two more wins on this season, it's a totally different outlook. You're feeling even better than you do right now. About think about that. You're like two wins up on the Cowboys at that point. It's a totally different story. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. But here you go. For the injury report, most recently, it came out yesterday. Limited at practice on Thursday. Nelson Agholor, Jordan Howard again.
Not good.
I had a really good feeling about Jordan Howard last week, despite the reports.
Yeah. Oh, that was terrible.
I'm getting a feeling that Jordan Howard is going to be struggling for quite some time now.
Well, and I said this last week, too. It's not so much that he's just, limited at practice. He's not cleared for contact.
Yeah.
Something more than a stinger.
I don't know if it's
a neck head thing. I don't know if it's just a shoulder, not just a buddy shoulder thing, but not cleared for contact those are bad words.
Limited yesterday, Agholor, Jordan Howard, Alshon Jeffrey, Jason Peters with his knee injury. Full participants on Thursday. Brandon Brooks, good to see. Vinnie Curry, Lane Johnson out of protocol or concussion protocol.
Yes!
And Carson Wentz. Is that okay? Other than J.J. Arcega-Whiteside being promoted to starting wide receiver, Lane Johnson probably the best upgrade?
Yeah, having Lane Johnson back, yes. Even though it wasn't all bad with Dillard.
Right.
I would much rather have Lane back in there. I mean, he's the best right tackle in the game.
There you go. Now I feel better.
Yes.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up, I will give you my complete movie review. Bob, have you seen any of The Irishman yet?
I saw Robert De Niro walking down the street, yes.
Yeah, so that's about it.
Right?
Was he holding a little girl's hand?
No, he was by himself. Oh. He looked young, but he had the old body. So yeah. I just looked and I kind of pointed and Bobby said, yeah, they digitally did some things. I said, oh.
Yeah.
And he walked into he opened a door. Maybe it was a bar he was walking. I don't recall. He had on an overcoat. And then I went into the kitchen and started eating.
So. He had granddad bod, is what he had.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
610-632-0975. I'll give you my complete movie review for The Irishman. Let you know what I thought. 10 out of 10, 0 out of 10, whatever it might be. I'll let you know. And also, I'll compare it to some of those other Scorsese films that we've all seen 1,000 times. Time of the Fanatic is 641. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about Steven Singer Jewelers. It's really important that you know Steven Singer is not having a sale. No, he is not having a sale. Whether or not it is Black Friday or not, whether or not it's Cyber Monday, or whether or not it's Flag Day or the third Thursday of a month, no, Steven Singer not having a sale. You know that everyone else is getting ready for Black Friday and getting ready to go there today, but not Steven Singer. Why? Because at Steven Singer Jewelers, they do something crazy. They give you a great price every day. No coupon, no weird sales dates or anything like that. Steven only has one price. That's right, the perfect price. Never a sale, never a discount. You always get the perfect price every day, so you don't even have to worry about negotiating. Everything's set at the perfect price. He's not going to mark up something just so you feel like you're getting a deal later or you won a negotiating battle or anything like that. Best price guaranteed, absolutely. It's backed up by his best guarantee in the business. Fast and free shipping both ways, free returns, and a full 100%, 100-day full money-back guarantee. Visit Steven Singer Jewelers at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, right in Philadelphia. But you can also call him on the phone, 1-888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER, or online at IHateStevenSinger.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So I watched The Irishman. Took your advice, Trey. I got a food supply.
Yeah.
Got a water supply. Poured myself a glass of whiskey with a big old ice cube in it. A big rock. What I'm saying, right? Just so actually, it was an ice globe. I've grown quite fond of those. Huh. Just so I knew I would have to get up to get more ice later.
Okay.
Stay intact, right?
Gotcha.
I put the recliner back. Turned it on with the in-laws and my wife.
And dug in.
They were asleep an hour into it. They went to bed with about a half hour left in the movie. I rocked it out the entire
power like, through.
They go, all right. My wife goes, okay, babe, we'll put this back on tomorrow night. I'm like, no, I'm gonna finish it because I know how tomorrow night's gonna go. You guys are gonna be partied out and not want to watch anything, and you're just gonna want to go to bed when we get home. I'm watching the whole thing, one sitting, half laying. I watch the entire movie, 3.5 hours, and yes, is that an extreme long time? Yes, it is. Good God, Martin Scorsese. Oh, my God.
Yeah, chill out.
Like, I get it. Jimmy Hoffa was a big deal. Cool, all right? But I have to say, I
didn't need to
it.
See him eating Sundays 9,000 times.
I need my ice cream. Where's my ice cream? Oh, you better get a cherry on top. Like that.
I was probably
going
to cut out 25 minutes with just chocolate sundae related items.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really liked his ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting in his pajamas with another man. I mean, just hanging out. You know, this is just what we do. This is how we like, I like to be comfortable. We get a room with two beds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, no worries.
You sleep in a cot. All right. That's what...
And I'm going to leave the door open, just in case.
And he really liked pushing around Italian people. Let me tell you. That's okay there, Jimmy Hoffa. But, like, you could have cut out a half hour of this movie, and you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like, enough of explaining that he's a big deal. We get it. All right? Enough of there was a long car ride in the movie that was broken up into different segments.
Yeah.
And it was like, you could have, you're good. You don't need all that. but overall, in all seriousness, I loved it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
I think it'll be, for me, it'll be up there with some of the other movies everyone will compare it to, like The Goodfellas, Taxi Driver, for instance, Casino. Like, even those movies, though, weren't over 3 hours. And this was 3.5 hours.
Three and a half hours.
It was like somebody told Scorsese, hey, you're going to do something for Netflix. And he was like, oh, so I could do this over a long period of time, like a season worth of stuff. And they're like, no, we want you to do a movie. Because this could have easily been a couple of 50-minute episodes, 50-minute episodes on Netflix. But here's the thing. I thought about that. If Scorsese came out with a 4 or 5 episode thing on Netflix, I'd watch it in one day. If it was a
strong chance, depending on the day.
If it was a one and done type of thing, I still would. I'd watch it. If it was spread out over 3 or 4 different episodes, I'd still watch it all in one day. I loved it, and there were certain scenes I don't think I took a breath. Like, there were certain things that happened in this movie, the way that he, I don't want to say drew it out, but the way he drew it up, I had to, like, remind myself 5 minutes into the scene, oh, I got to take a breath. Like, it was that captivating of a movie. And I will absolutely watch it again. A lot of it was classic Scorsese. There was one shot where the camera just didn't move. It was an exterior shot of a building, and somebody ends up getting dragged down and beaten up. I'm not ruining anything. It's a Scorsese film, people. But I really loved it. I really loved the movie. Yeah, a little long, but I would absolutely sit through it again.
Yeah, because I watched the entire movie again. What day was it? I don't even know. The day it came out, Wednesday. So, so I sat down. I'm like, okay, this is where I ended up. We left, and I looked. I just hit the play button just to see where we were in the movie. And I'm like, wow, we still got like an hour and some change left. I mean, some
when at one point I paused it because someone got up to go to the bathroom, and when they saw that there was still 2.5 hours left, they're like, I'm going to bed. And I was like, all right, good night.
I'm guessing that wasn't Lil Toots.
Lil Toots had been in bed for quite some time. Right. Okay. So
I mean, the first 45 minutes are all Philly. It was pretty cool, the scenics of it all. I mean, the one scene, they're at the Friendly Lounge, which is on Washington Ave, right in the Italian Market area. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And, you know, dumping guns in the Schuylkill and stuff. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was real cool. I really enjoyed it.
I can't wait to see it.
From Upper Darby, old Frank Sheeran.
Yeah. If
went to St. Dot's, I believe.
Oh, is that where you went? Yeah. Really? If you went, though, like, for instance, Creed, the movie Creed. Philadelphia looked incredible in the movie Creed.
Yeah.
This movie's not quite on that scale, but Philadelphia does star in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a leading role like I would say it was for Creed, right? But it's a big part of the storyline.
Angelo Bruno holding court
Frank Rizzo.
Yeah, at Villa de Roma.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Right. Oh, my God. At first, I didn't look like real Villa.
No, but that was supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I was waiting for those moments. There's none of that, like, oh, wow, that right there. But Philly still had a starring role.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the movie. You haven't seen any of it, Bob? Just Robert De Niro?
He's walking in, and he grabbed the door.
captivating.
Yeah, so for now. Are you hooked? But I am. I think I might try to give that a look-see this weekend.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I probably
a full
won't.
Weekend.
Have you seen other Martin Scorsese films?
You don't
films?
Have a full weekend, yeah. But you don't have a full weekend. Like, tonight you got Sixers and Flyers.
Yes, uh-huh.
So tonight's out.
DVR.
Tomorrow, the Tunis is getting married. I'm going to that wedding.
DVR.
I got that tomorrow night.
You got invited to
DVR
the Tunis
the
wedding?
I got invited to the Tunis wedding. Huh. I've known Tunis a lot longer than you guys maybe.
Wait, Trey, you didn't get invited?
Oh, man.
Neither did I, don't worry.
And then Sunday, you got the Eagles and football, and, you know, that sports kind of rules my day.
Jamie and I gave a gift, though. Jamie can't make it because he's in Miami.
Mm.
And I gave Jamie and I went halvesies on a gift.
Aww.
We went down to...
Wow, Trey, you got left out of that, too.
Damn!
It wasn't very well planned out.
No.
We were walking out on Wednesday, and we were like...
I could have put something on it. I mean, you know, like, hey, this is from all of us.
Wow.
From the morning show to you.
That's probably on us.
Yeah. That is definitely on us.
Yeah, it's not probably. It's definitely on you.
But it wasn't like a well-executed, premeditated wedding gift. It was. We were walking out on Wednesday, and we were like... Oh, we should go down to Mrs. Cho's, grab a card, and give him some cash.
We were literally in the elevator.
So it wasn't intentional.
Well, Trey,
what
are you doing?
Yeah.
You can reopen the envelope. And
or did you give it to Tunis?
I already gave it to him. I gave it to him Wednesday at the mall.
Wow.
Here's how formal the gift was. At the top of the card, I wrote, Dear Andrew and his wife.
On the envelope of the card, I wrote, Da Tunis and Da Mrs. Tunis. And there was some pantyhose in there from Mrs. Cho's down in the basement.
They didn't know how much it was. We had to ask, and they were like, I don't know.
Nobody's ever bought them.
Nobody's ever bought them.
We bought knee-high pantyhose, a car air freshener, and there was
lavender. It was lavender.
And an ID building like badge thing.
We should have went with Cupo Noodles. We should have bought a Cupo Noodles.
Huh. Trey, you're better off not having your name on that list.
I would have liked to have my name on that.
Oh, and cash.
And some cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Cash.
Damn, they shut you out. I would never do that.
Okay. Should have been in the elevator.
I was on the earlier elevator. My bad.
You were like, I got to get to Reading Terminal.
Yeah, I'm out.
Coming
Which
up.
Was awesome.
Coming up. Yeah, that's
we had a good time. That
broadcast
fun.
Always seems to do awesome. Coming up in a little bit, though, Scott and Barrington has a little announcement he's going to make with us here. But coming up in a little bit, I'll tell you the absolute best part of your Thanksgiving. This was the best part of anyone's Thanksgiving. And I have no doubt in my mind this was the best part of anyone's Thanksgiving. Let's get to Scott and Barrington. What's up, buddy?
Going on?
Scott,
what's happening?
Oh, my asked my lady to marry me yesterday, so...
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
A Mrs. Brother Scott.
Yeah, very touching moment. Very, very touching moment. Real briefly, Brother Mark, you met my one bodyguard. My other bodyguard came with my best friend Leon from Raleigh. Wife passed away. It's been about 2 years, and Christmas time. They just got married in 2015.
Aww.
So we're outside of my job last summer, and he said, yo, take this ring. I said, Leon, don't do this. This is Rakesh's ring, man. So he said, put your pride down. Now you can buy one. But the kicker was, he goes, my boy's very deep. He goes, Rakesh will live on through Naya.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
I said, you know what? I said, I can't stand you, but he was there, and his mom and sister, the nieces, and yeah. Don't get emotional, fellas, but she said, yeah. She said, yeah, but I just love the girl to death, and that's that.
Good man, Scott. Good man.
Congrats, Scott.
Thanks.
That's a beautiful story.
Thanks.
And, that's awesome, man.
I'm going to invite you guys. You got my word.
Me and Trey will give you a card. I can't promise about Jamie.
Do you have pantyhose, Scott? Do you need pantyhose? I know a great place you can get it for a dollar.
But thanks for letting me share that, fellas. But on to sports. Brother Kuhn, I'm kind of leaning towards you. I'm not being a downer, but... In fact, the way they've been playing kind of makes me feel they've struggled against the teams, you know, bad teams. So, of course, I'm going to cheer them on, but I don't think...
All right, I'll give you some words of encouragement, Scott, since I was the guy saying, you know, hey, you can't just think they're going to go in there and win.
Yes,
the
sir.
Dolphins have played Buffalo and Cleveland the last 2 weeks. Neither team really gets you as far as offensive powerhouses.
Right.
They scored a combined 78 points, 37-41. Miami's defense does suck. Mark's
okay.
Right on that. Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I just hope it's not a trap game. Like you said, I hope they're not overlooking them to get to Dallas. And boy, how about that loss yesterday? And on to the Sixers. Of course, you guys could chime in, but Brother Queen, with you being a specialist in NBA field, of course. You're the Sixers. How are you game planning for the Knicks? Listen, answer, fellas. Peace. God bless you. Once again, thanks for letting me share that story.
Absolutely, man. God bless you, and congratulations on getting engaged, that's Scott. Awesome. We appreciate you, man.
Game plan against the Knicks.
What's the game plan, Bobby?
Here's the Sixers' game plan. Al Horford, rest. Kyle O'Quinn, out. Josh Richardson, doubtful. Okay. I'm just going to Madison Square Garden shorthanded. You might see some of Jamie's favorite players, Zaire Smith, tonight.
JoJo didn't...
Maybe.
Zaire Smith tonight.
You might.
Are you joking me?
Nah, you might see something like that.
Are you yanking my chain?
Are you? Is this the tryptophan speaking, Bob? What's happening?
I don't know.
I blacked out. I thought you said Zaire Smith might play. Yeah. This crazy Bob Cooney.
Are you
still a little tipsy from yesterday?
Al Horford's getting rest. I didn't drink hardly yesterday at all.
Well, good for you.
I did. So
Al is taking a break. A little management. Zaire's going to get some work.
I don't. Maybe. Maybe they'll call him up and plug him in, but...
What about Super Mario? He's averaging like 70 points a game down there in the G League.
I'd leave him down there. Don't interrupt that. Let him get his confidence and let him work. You know, keep stroking that shot. But it just, I don't know, just rubs me the wrong way.
That is odd.
Get a little bit more of a Matisse.
Oh, boy, he was fun to watch on Wednesday, wasn't he?
Matisse needs to be playing at least 15, 20 minutes a game every single night. The fact that he ever plays anything below 15, which is unfortunately not that uncommon, is just ridiculous.
He comes up with steals and blocks that you don't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we'll watch games. Trey, you're a professional athlete, so your eye is trained to see what's going to happen before it happens. And we've watched enough games. Hopefully we've picked up on that a little bit. But he does some things on a basketball court where I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he's slick.
He really is slick defensively.
He's a slick defensive player, one that he will sneak up. It's like it looks like he has you beat, and then here he wraps around you and gets the steal from behind. You know, these little behind block shots that he gets a lot. He's a slick defensive player.
He's real. You teach it, you know, obviously you teach somebody, don't leave your feet. You try to teach people, don't leave your feet all the time on jump shooter. It's hard now. You have to get a hand in faces. He'll jump and get pump faked and then be quick enough to come back and, like you said, Trey, get it from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that a block shot doesn't have to be a smack. It just needs to be a finger on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, just to deter the shot. And I think he sets up offensive players to go to a place where he wants them to go, where he can get the steal.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so
he's fun.
You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.